Welcome to the Rediscover Hour on Relevant Radio, a time to explore our Catholic faith and find out about ways to share the faith with others. Help create the possibility of an encounter with the person of Jesus Christ in the lives of others by living out the call to the new evangelization and helping fellow Catholics rediscover full life in the Church. The Rediscover Hour with Paul Sadek and Corey Regan starts now.
Welcome to the Rediscover Hour. I'm Paul Sadek.
And I am Corey Regan, back as your co-host from my little maternity leave.
It's good to see you back.
It's good to be here. Yeah, my husband Dan and I welcomed our daughter, Christian Colleen Regan, to the world on August 24th. And she,
I got to see her last week.
You met her, and she's wonderful. And we are just soaking in all of the moments and enjoying the chaos that comes with four children.
And speaking of chaos, this is your first time away from her.
It is. It was a little weird driving in today. I know how those moms feel that have to go back to work. I was sad, but also then I just kind of said a prayer thanking God for the time to myself.
Absolutely.
Just to drive in my car and be here. So it's a luxury, and I'm thankful for it.
Well, let's take a look at what's coming up today.
Yeah, today we will find out which Relevant Radio listener won the deluxe Rediscover prize package featuring two free tickets to the sold-out 2013 Rediscover Catholic Celebration and much more.
And a book about the faith that's perfect for anyone living in the state of hockey or anywhere else. We'll talk with the author of The Catechism of Hockey.
Plus, ladies, find out about an event later this month just for women, a day to relax and focus on the faith. We'll have all the details on the Graced and Gifted with Courageous Faith and Contagious Joy gathering.
And learn about exciting Rediscover programming for 2013-2014 in this ongoing initiative. Plus, we'll hear from local Rediscover leaders who attended the launch of Year 2 of the initiative last week.
But we'll start the show today like we usually do by checking in with our friend Joe Towalski, editor of The Catholic Spirit. Hello, Joe.
Good morning, Corey. Good morning, Paul.
Tell us what's up today.
Well, you know, I've been waiting for a while to hear when Blessed John Paul II and John the 23rd would be named saints, and we found out earlier this week when Pope Francis...
It's been booked.
That's right.
What's that date?
It's the canonization ceremony is April 27th, and, you know, the date is particularly significant, I think, in the case of John Paul II, because it's Divine Mercy Sunday, and that's a celebration that he instituted worldwide the Sunday after Easter Sunday. And as listeners may know, St. Faustina Kowalska, Polish nun, began the Divine Mercy Sunday devotion, I think, in the late 1930s. She had a vision of Jesus saying he would show mercy to people who pray for it and who share it with others. And so Pope John Paul canonized her in 2000, which is also when he instituted Divine Mercy Sunday. So certainly pilgrims from around the world, especially a huge contingent, I imagine, from Poland, will be jamming St. Peter's Basilica in the square for what, you know, will be a great event, I'm sure. I'd love to be there myself. Both of my family, on both sides of my family, immigrated to the U.S. from Poland, and John Paul has a special place in the hearts of my family because actually on both sides are from the same part of Poland where he grew up. So,
oh, wow.
So are you going to be there?
Well, don't have that in the plan right now, but you never know.
You've got time.
That's right.
Yeah, start making plans. Okay, well, other things going on, too. You're in between issues this
week. That's right, in between issues. And speaking of saints, Lino Rulli, a native St. Paul guy who now works in Catholic radio in New York, has a new book out, and recently I had a chance to read it, and it's titled Saint, and it makes a humorous tongue-in-cheek case, I'd say, of why Lino should be canonized a saint today. It features a number of stories. You know, some of them are funny. Lino's a pretty humorous guy, and some are just, you know, painfully honest about some of the challenges and obstacles he's faced in his life trying to live out his faith. But in all seriousness, there's a bigger message in the book, and that's the fact that he's encouraging us to focus on our own spiritual growth, and even though we're all sinners, God calls us to aspire, all of us, to sainthood. And if Lino, with all his struggles and imperfections, stands a chance of getting there, so do we. And we just need to keep trying to live the way, you know, that God wants us to live. And
Lino has a good self-deprecating
sense
of humor.
Yes, he does. You know, and his previous book, by the way, was titled Sinner, and it also tries to inspire us, you know, to live out our faith more deeply despite our imperfections. But, you know, Lino dropped by our offices last week here, and I had a chance to talk to him about the new book. And one question I asked was, what inspires him to live out his call to sainthood? Let's listen to what he said about that.
We're all called to be saints, but we're all saints in the making. And I get very excited about and inspired by just the average Catholic. I don't get excited about the people who have all this knowledge about theology and all that kind of stuff. That's boring to me. But I know the people that I see who have real struggles in life, and they have financial problems, and they have emotional problems, and they have any other problem in life, and yet they're just trying. They're failing perhaps, but they're still going, and they still try to pray every day, and they still try to go to church, and they're not perfect. That inspires me to say we're all on this path to heaven.
You know, so Lino's book is an entertaining read, and I think it'll appeal especially to the young adult crowd who can relate to a lot of the same challenges he's had in his life. And folks can read our post about the book on our blog site, CatholicHotDish.com.
I'll have to check it out.
Another one to add to my reading list.
There you go.
I like Lino.
He's a good guy.
Yep.
And then a couple of events coming up in a few weeks. We have the Minnesota Religious Freedom Forum. That's going to be a day of training to provide legal information for protecting religious freedom, the kind of stuff that I think would be of value to church and school leaders and business owners and even parents of children in public schools. The day runs from 8:30 to 4 on October 24th at the St. Paul River Center, and the cost to attend is $30 if you register before October 20th, and folks can register at mnreligiousfreedom.org. And the event itself is sponsored by a number of organizations, including our own Minnesota Catholic Conference, and there'll be a number of legal experts there, including some involved with cases related to the federal HHS contraceptive mandate, you know, that is part of the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare, as it's sometimes called. And we had a chance this week to interview Jordan Lawrence, a lawyer with the organization Alliance Defending Freedom, who has done some work on an HHS mandate case. So listeners can read that interview and learn more about the forum in next week's issue of the Catholic.
This is history in the making that we're living in right now.
Yeah, you know, there are just a number of threats because of some laws and things changing in our culture that really ramp up the necessity to pay more attention to religious freedom issues,
right,
and to do more to protect them. So,
well, as Paul Harvey used to say, page two.
Yep. Well, we'll have in next week's issue a great story about how a group of parishioners from St. Michael Parish in St. Michael and members from a number of Knights of Columbus councils banded together to open a pro-life pregnancy center in the town there to help women facing unplanned pregnancies to choose life.
That is great
news. Yeah. The Cornerstone, it's called the Cornerstone Women's Center, and it was just dedicated last Sunday. And the Knights raised the funds that the center needed to purchase an ultrasound machine. So they did a great job. And the entire facility is just, you know, it's a great addition to pro-life efforts in Wright County, and it's a great story for October being Respect Life Month. So congratulations to them, and like I said, folks can read that story in
Hats
next
off.
Week's issue as well.
Yep.
And I'd say just a couple of quick things. If people are listening to this live on Friday and not one of our weekend replays here, please come out tonight to the annual Candlelight Rosary Procession from 6:30 to 8:30.
Friday night.
That's right. Goes from the state capitol to the cathedral, and then we'll have a brief service at the cathedral. And it's just a great way to publicly witness to our faith,
I think. This is an amazing thing to see, all the candles, hundreds
is.
Of candles.
And I've seen it in all kinds of weather, and people turn out, and it's just a great chance to ask for our Blessed Mother's intercession as we pray for peace in the world and peace in our families and for other important intentions. And just finally, we've had some leadership changes this week in the Archdiocese, and people can read the full story about that in next week's edition of the paper as well.
We will look forward to it.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you.
You can hear Joe Towalski, editor of The Catholic Spirit, every week here on the Rediscover Hour, and you can find The Catholic Spirit online anytime at thecatholicspirit.com.
And coming up on the Rediscover Hour, find out who won the two free tickets to the sold-out 2013 Rediscover Catholic Celebration featuring Father Robert Barron, Matthew Kelly, George Weigel, Jeff Cavins, and many others. Plus, we'll find out about exciting programming opportunities coming up in year two of the Rediscover Initiative.
Then we'll speak with the author of The Catechism of Hockey. We'll hear from Kelly Walquist, who is one of the speakers at the upcoming Graced and Gifted Day for Catholic Women. Got a jam-packed show for you today, and we'll be right back.
Rediscover. This may be the right time for you to call us at Becker Building and Remodeling.
I'm Brian Acker, General Manager of Relevant Radio in the Twin Cities, and this summer my wife and I had Becker Building and Remodeling do a project in our home.
They helped design our project and kept us to a budget. It turned out even better than I had hoped.
We like working with Relevant Radio listeners on design and build projects.
Every day we saw progress, and at the end the result really reflects the quality and skill that his crew puts into every job.
I can't believe how easy it was for us to get a beautiful remodel. It's a wonderful thing to meet a company that takes such pride in the finished product.
If you've put off a project in your home, don't hesitate to call Carrie or visit his website at choosebecker.com.
You can trust Becker Building. Give them a call.
Becker Building and Remodeling, a Catholic-owned business you can trust. Keep listening to Relevant Radio and keep the faith. 612-363-0493.
Thanks, Becker Building, for a really good job.
Welcome back to the Rediscover Hour. I'm Corey Regan.
And I'm Paul Sadek. Nearly everyone understands the need for rules in sports. Could you imagine a football game with no regulations? I know sometimes it seems like there aren't any regulations, but there are. Or a hockey game with no regulations.
There'll be a lot of injuries. So why is it that so many people think that there is no need for rules in living life? Catholic author, educator, and speaker Alyssa Bormez poses that question and answers it in winning style in her new book, The Catechism of Hockey. Thank you for joining us on the show today, Alyssa.
Thank you for having me. It's a great joy.
You've got to tell me about what sparked this book, The Catechism of Hockey. I always thought baseball was God's game.
Oh, well, you know, there is a touch of baseball in the book.
Oh, is there?
But not here in Minnesota. That's not our game, right?
Well, we gotta keep it depends on who you're asking.
That's true.
But what really started, I was just laying awake one night wondering, we all agree sports have become a religion. And I was thinking about it. I thought, I've never heard anyone say why they've become a religion. And it was just sort of a poof, and it all came into my head. And I realized we catechize our children fully in sports.
For sure. Starting early.
It starts when they're babies, when we put the gopher onesie on
mm-hmm.
them. And so I realized when we fully catechize our kids in sports, they just keep wanting more sports. And that the analogy began there. And then the next step was hockey, because there are major and minor penalties in hockey, and when you get one, you go to the box.
You've mm-hmm. got to be a hockey fan. I love hockey, but I've never fully understood it. Are you a lifelong fan?
Well, you know, that's the funniest thing is I'm possibly the worst skater you might want to meet.
I don't know. I'm pretty bad. I'm from Texas. I didn't grow up with hockey, so I'm sort of learning, forced to learn and love the game
right.
as well.
And my mother's thing when she read the book was, Alyssa, it sounds like you know what you're talking about hockey. The funny thing is I know only just enough to write a book, but I do love the game. And it's sort of a simple, neat, beautiful game that is often confused because people don't know the rules. And that's exactly like the church.
Oh, that's for sure. Well, so tell us a little bit about how this comparison between the two, an analogy of sports or pop culture, helps kids understand the faith better.
You know, it's really, the book is two things. One, it's apologetic. So some of the teachings that seem to make no sense in the church, we already have in hockey. I mean, I start with something as simple as the deposit of faith of hockey. I talk about the commissioner and governing body, which equates to the magisterium, the bishops in union with the Pope. We go on to the disciples. There's the mystical body in the church. There's the body of hockey, you know, your teammates. And then we go through all kinds of teaching, the sacraments. I don't leave anything out. We even get contraception in there. So, and it's all in this analogy to hockey, with a couple exceptions. There's a chapter on football, because we are in Minnesota, and this is the home of John Gilardi.
Yep.
He had to get a chapter, why not? And there's a chapter on basketball that has to do with suffering with this amazing man from Aberdeen, South Dakota. His name is Don Meyer. He's the winningest NCAA coach. But everything gets thrown in. And even Elvis is in there, by the way.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Got to put Elvis in.
He just belongs everywhere, right?
Yes, he does.
Throw him
Elvis
in anywhere.
Elvis has shown up in my book.
So you wrote the book with the intent for the parents to read it and help talk to their children about their faith, correct?
Exactly. And parents to understand they already are the first teachers of sports in the family and that they need to be the first teachers. They were called, they took a vow at their marriage and then later at the baptism that they would be the first teachers of their children.
Sure.
In the faith.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a call to them to say, hey, you're already doing this in sports.
Right.
Now you just need to translate it into the faith.
Right. And it's something the kids can understand and compare to.
Yes.
And keep them interested.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, the thing about hockey that does keep kids interested is that you're getting the teaching at the age when it's appropriate to according to your ability level.
Mm-hmm. True.
And then one teaching just stacks on top of the other.
It's a building a foundation.
Exactly. And then we have these faithful hockey kids. And throughout life, hockey is their sport.
Right.
Speaking of faithful hockey fans, I understand Archbishop Neidstedt is one of them, and also a fan of your book.
Yes, you know, I remember it was the Catholic Spirit when he was first becoming the coadjutor here. They did a whole newspaper on everything you wanted to know about Archbishop Neidstedt. And one of the things was hockey. And I never even thought that he would read the book, but it just so happened someone knew somebody who somehow got it into his hands, and he loved it, and he wrote the most beautiful endorsement of it.
Cool.
And reading it was breathtaking, really. And he got it. He understood that I have taught the faith in this analogy that is seemingly crazy, but once you get into it, you think, well, yeah, of course.
It makes sense. It does.
Yes.
I like it. Now, what do you think Chesterton would say about this disconnect you draw attention to, the total acceptance of the rules and the petty things in life, but the reluctance to accept rules in the most meaningful things?
You know, this is one of my favorite questions. This is because I have published it with ACS Books, which is the Chesterton Society. Dale
All right.
Alquist is a publisher.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody wants to know about Chesterton and hockey. And actually, a couple weeks before we were going to send the book to the printer, our summer interns found a new article of Chesterton's that even Dale hadn't seen yet. And
that's got to be obscure then.
If
Dale didn't see it.
Right, exactly. He is the most read Chestertonian in the world. But every now and then, we still think there's maybe a couple hundred articles out there. But we found this article, and he spoke about the rules of lawn tennis and the rules of golf, and that even though we like to have, in a sense, an anarchy in love and the church and life, we never have anarchy in lawn tennis or golf, and that if there's 10 commandments in the church, there's surprisingly more than 10 commandments of golf.
Mm-hmm.
And so I know exactly what Chesterton would say because we put the quote right in the foreword.
In the book, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're the assistant to the president of the American Chesterton
Yes.
Society, Dale Alquist. You've got to tell me what it's like working with Dale.
Crazy. It is, people always ask me, what do you do? And I say, I don't know, but it does take all day.
It keeps you busy.
Yeah, it is. It's very busy. And I'll tell you, he is as good of a man as you might think. He's even better in person. And he's a great joy to work for, but it is always a little bit of chaos or craziness because there's so much going on. And especially now as we there's movement on the potential cause for Chesterton's sainthood.
Oh, that's right.
Yes, and so we're very excited about that. We really are the headquarters of all things Chesterton in the world, and it's just out of the basement of Dale's house.
Yeah.
Seems like it should be more glamorous.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so one last thing. Who do you think should read this book, The Catechism of Hockey, and where can we purchase it?
You know, I have a small niche, all parents and grandparents and anybody else.
And everybody else.
And
everybody
else. A tiny little niche, yeah.
Yeah, just a tiny, tiny niche.
Hey, that works.
And it's for parents who already are the first teachers of the faith to their children. And it's one of those, they'll love it. it's a giveaway book for your children who've maybe left the faith, and you don't want something too pushy to give to them, like, oh, they're pushing their faith on me again. Because it's a fun read. I'm going to have you laughing, and then all of a sudden I'll sort of twist your heart a little. And it's for grandparents, because we talk about intergenerational teaching. And even teenagers would really like it, although they weren't, that they're sort of the secondary audience, but they'll really like it. It's really meant for parents.
Okay.
The Catechism of Hockey. Now, where can we get it?
You can get it on my website, alyssaboremus.com, or the Chesterton website, chesterton.org. And we just got the books a couple days ago, so the shipments are on the way to the Catholic bookstores in town. And you should be able to find it. If you don't have it at your bookstore yet, then please ask. It's either on its way, or they haven't gotten their order to us yet. But we're all right in the beginning of it.
Alyssa Boremus, thank you so much for joining us. I look forward to reading the Catechism of Hockey.
And I thank you, and we'll be at the Rediscover event.
Oh, great.
Brian Bonin is one of the people who endorsed the book. He's the Hobie Baker Award winner. He'll be at our booth from 10
to 10:30. We will stop by and see you for sure.
All right.
Have a good day, Alyssa.
Thank you. You too.
You can find Alyssa's book, The Catechism of Hockey, at alyssaboremus.com. Costs $14.95. We put a link to her website on the show page at rediscover-faith.org. Just click on radio in the top navigation bar.
And, of course, if there is a topic you'd like to hear more about on the Rediscover Hour, please let us know. Click on Show Ideas on the lower right side of our show page at rediscover-faith.org. Just click on Radio in the top navigation bar, or email us directly at therediscoverhour@archspm.org. That's therediscoverhour@archspm.org.
You've probably heard by now that the 2013 Rediscover Catholic Celebration is completely full. All 5,000 tickets have been sold. What a lot of excitement that event has generated.
Absolutely. But if you're not able to attend the 2013 Rediscover Catholic Celebration on October 12th in person, then tune in to Relevant Radio 1330 from noon to 4 p.m. for national coverage live from the St. Paul River Center.
We'll air the featured presentations by Matthew Kelly, Father Robert Barron, and George Weigel, plus some live interviews with Archbishop Neinstadt, Jeff Cavins, and others. That's noon to 4 p.m. on Saturday, October 12th, right here on Relevant Radio 1330.
Now, straight ahead on the Rediscover Hour, we'll talk with Kelly Walquist, one of the speakers at the Graced and Gifted event coming up later this month. Ladies, don't miss this chance to get inspired, informed, and pampered all in the same day.
And a little later in the show, we'll announce the name of the winner of those two free tickets to the sold-out 2013 Rediscover Catholic Celebration. We told you about the contest last week. Today, you'll find out who won. We'll be right back. Rediscover.
Living the Gospel of Life is heard Saturday mornings at 11:30 with hosts Brian Gibson and Callie Yanta.
And oftentimes all it takes is somebody standing there on the sidewalk offering hope and help. That's all it takes.
Exactly.
And we have a story of that. Going back to earlier in July, or early July, there was a woman who came out of Planned Parenthood, and she had talked to the sidewalk counselor when she came out, and she didn't want to be there.
Mm-hmm.
But she thought financially she had no other choice.
Listen for a complete understanding of pro-life issues and current events Saturdays at 11:30. Brought to you in part by John Yanta and the commercial real estate experts at Cushman Wakefield Northmark. If your company is expanding, consolidating, or looking for a new location, John's team has over 60 years of experience in our area and can be reached at 952-212-6372. That's 952-212-6372.
Welcome back to the Rediscover Hour. I'm Paul Sadek.
And I'm Corey Regan. Women, some of us occasionally need a reminder and an opportunity, I know I could use this, to take a break from the hustle and bustle of life and take care of ourselves. In just a few weeks, we have that opportunity for pampering in mind, body, and spirit at the Graced and Gifted with Courageous Faith and Contagious Joy event on October 26th. Kelly Wahlquist, one of the speakers at that event, joins us in studio with details in today's Answering the Call segment. Thanks for joining us, Kelly.
Thanks for having me. It's
good to see you back.
It's fun to be back. Thanks, Paul.
So tell us a little bit about this event coming up.
Oh, we are so excited. It's just exactly what you just said, Corey. I mean, women could really, really use this. I think, you know.
Absolutely. I'm right there.
Kids,
yes.
Right?
She's like, come. I'm like, I think I might. It's perfect timing. I need it.
Well, you know what? We're so busy. I think as women, we always put everybody else first. The priority is husband, the kids, the home, the church meeting, everything comes first.
And it's constant multitasking, too. I mean, you're doing 5,000 things at once, and just to take 1 second for yourself seems like it's just pushed to the very bottom of the list.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And that's why this day is so special, because it sets it aside for Catholic women to encourage them, to inform them, to affirm them, and to refresh them in their faith, in fun, and in fellowship.
Right. Is this the first Graced and Gifted event?
Actually, this is their fifth event. The first was back in 2008 with Rosalind Moss, who's now Mother Miriam, as the keynote speaker.
I love Rosalind.
I know. Isn't she great?
She's fun.
She's converted from Judaism, right?
Right.
So she always says, I'm a Catholic to my fullest potential. I'm a Jew to my fullest potential. Yeah, she's wonderful. Back at that event, there were over 350 women who attended, and it was at All Saints Church in Lakeville. And what's kind of cool about that is, from that 350 women, 50 of them, or they represented 50 different parishes. So
oh,
it was
wow.
really great to see.
Very widespread.
Yeah, everybody coming together.
And so the day, how does that look for us with this event? What's going on?
Well, this one is a full day event, so you really get pampered. Since the first event that Graced and Gifted put on, they've done different kinds. They've done, you know, morning of reflection, an evening with appetizers, and then this full day one, which is just absolutely wonderful. And although the structure and format that they've tried has been different, the essence has stayed the same. And that is that it has fed those who spend the most time feeding others, mm-hmm. women.
That's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So how did this all get started?
It actually started with two women in the South Metro. It was Monica Schneiderman and Brenda Schroll, and they just saw a need for women to come together and to collaborate and to get to know their faith and to be affirmed in it. And they went to their pastors. At the time, it was Father Mike Tix and Bishop Nal Pache. It was Father Pache, and presented them with this idea, saying, we see this need for women. What can we do? And through some great direction and a lot of prayer, they came up with the Graced and Gifted. And they've had some really incredible speakers that have really fed people. You know, I mentioned Mother Miriam.
Mm-hmm.
They also had Kimberly Hahn. And then our very own, you know, homegrown Elizabeth Kelly and Christina Smith, who are actually instructors at the Archbishop Harry J. Flynn Catechetical Institute. Got to get that in there.
Got to put that in there.
They're so wonderful. And they wear many, many other hats. And then Jackie Witter, who is a wonderful leader of retreats and spiritual director,
okay.
was a part of it, too.
And why do you think it's important? I mean, besides the obvious, we're both women, we know why it's important, but to be re-energized and live the faith with courage, renewed conviction and confidence and joy.
You know what? I think the best answer comes from 50 years ago at the end of the Second Vatican Council. And I love this. It's it's a declaration. You can find it in Mulieris Dignitatum as well. And I memorized it because I loved it so much. But it is that the hour is coming, in fact, has come, when the vocation of women is being acknowledged in its fullness, the hour in which women acquire in the world an influence, an effect, and a power never before achieved. That is why at this moment, when the human race is undergoing so deep a transformation, women imbued with the spirit of the gospel can do so much to aid humanity in not failing. And I love that, because it's not just about pampering and feeding us as women so we feel good about ourselves. It's about so much more.
More than that.
It
is.
That's
pretty powerful.
You know, women are... By nature, we're relational. Mm-hmm. We are created for relationship. We are created to reflect the love and compassion of God. And by nature, we see the hearts of others and we react with our heart. We're mm-hmm. the heart of the family. And this is probably why women so often neglect themselves, because they're so busy caring for
others,
for everyone else, for mm-hmm. the children, for the husband, for the friends, for the coworkers,
it's
for their parents.
It's in our nature. It's what we do.
It is. And I believe that if we care for the woman, if you give her the tools and the encouragement to live her faith with renewed conviction, with confidence and hope, then you can change the family mm-hmm. and you can change society. And I like what Pope Francis just said. He said, women have had and still have a special role in opening doors to the Lord, in following him and communicating his face, because the eyes of faith always need a simple and profound look of love. And that's the look of a mother, whether mm-hmm. it's a spiritual mother or a physical mother. That's the look of, you know, a woman. So taking a day to re-energize and renew in our faith doesn't just benefit us. It helps us greatly, and it's awesome, right?
Right, right.
But it benefits our relationship.
We pass that on.
All our relationships.
In our lives.
Yeah, our relationship with God gets benefited, but then also our relationship with our husbands, our friends,
kids.
Our parents,
yes.
our kids, our coworkers.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a day to re-energize us, but hopefully we'll go out and re-energize
the world.
Indirectly,
everyone else. Yeah, that we come in contact with. I like that.
You have an amazing lineup for this event. Tell us a little bit about some of the people.
Oh, we do. We do. We have Kitty Cleveland. And
I love Kitty.
She's incredible. And I just want to encourage...
Just an amazing voice and a wonderful testimony.
Amen. If you encourage your listeners right now, if you haven't heard of her, go and Google her. She is such a beautiful, beautiful singer-songwriter whose talent and voice is only a sliver of the beauty of the woman she is.
True.
And as you said about her testimony, if you go on her website, which is kittycleveland.com, and you scroll down, I think it's about four stories. My daughters and I were watching it yesterday. There's about a seven-minute testimony that she did of her story, and it's on the Jeff Cavins Walking Toward Eternity series. But it's just absolutely wonderful. And it'll encourage you to go there that day, absolutely.
So kittycleveland.com.
Kittycleveland.com, yeah. Just incredible singer. And she'll be with us, too. Not necessarily sharing her testimony. You can get a little bit of that, I'm sure, will come out. But she's doing a talk on joy. And it's been fun talking to her, because she's like, I'm spending 2 hours every day in adoration. I'm just loving this. The Lord's bringing things to my heart. So, yeah.
Wow.
And then Pat Goen is a Catholic writer, author, and speaker, newly recovering from her first child's wedding. So
takes some recovery. Yeah.
She's running around a little crazy, but she has a fabulous wit and a wonderful wisdom that make her enjoyable, not only to read. Her book is called Blessed, Beautiful, and Bodacious.
Mm-hmm.
It is one of my favorite books. It's just absolutely wonderful, but it also makes her wonderful to hear. She has a podcast called Among Women. And then she's just a great, talented speaker. And then we have Jackie Witter, who's well known in the Twin Cities as a gifted retreat leader and spiritual director. And I personally haven't heard Jackie speak yet, so I'm actually very excited. I'm really excited to sneak into her session for sure.
Well, tell us about yourself and how you got involved.
Who is Kelly Walker?
In this and
oh,
everything,
it's so
Kelly.
Boring. I'm just your average Catholic, born and raised Catholic.
Obviously not.
I have no big reversion story, no big conversion story. Just constant conversion. But the Lord just put in my heart a couple of years ago through scripture study, just a deep love for him. In the past 2 years, I've just found this incredible pull of my heart to want to go and speak to women and to give them, you know, encourage them and inspire them to live their faith with confidence, joy, and with courage. It's mm-hmm. not easy, especially as a mom and
right.
wearing all those hats.
Right. So. Well, what you said 2 years, like, was there some certain instance that you just decided, here I am, I need to do this right now? Or was
do
it
you
kind
know
of
what?
A
It was one of those Holy Spirit moments. I do go around the country speaking,
uh-huh.
and I speak to a lot of different groups. And about 2 years ago, I was speaking to a women's group, and it was just one of those Holy Spirit moments. The moment I got done, so many people came up and said, that's what I need to hear. I needed that in my life right now. And I thought, wow, so do I.
Right.
need that in my life right now. I need to be affirmed in my faith.
I'm talking to myself, yeah.
I know, yeah. I really am. Anytime I'm out speaking, I really am speaking to myself.
Right.
I mean, it's like I got to practice what I preach.
Right.
And the Lord keeps making me do it.
Well, give us all the details on Graced and Gifted with Courageous Faith and Contagious Joy. When, where, how much?
All right. Well, it is October 26th, which is a Saturday. It's from 8:30 to 3 at Church of St. Michael in Prior Lake. And Bishop Pache is going to start out our day with Mass. So we're so thrilled to have him there. And then we bookended it. I kind of do the courage and Kitty does the joy. And in between, you get to hear Pat and Jackie. And Kitty will also be singing. So we're very excited about that. Tickets are $55. And I do truly want to tell you to register.
It's going to be sold out.
It will sell out.
Right?
Yeah. And we're so blessed that the diocese The Archdiocese is also sponsoring it with us. So it will sell out. And I keep saying to women, you know you need to sign up. You've thrown parties. You know you have to call the caterer.
You have to RSVP.
You have to RSVP.
Yeah.
we've got catering, and we've got little fun things that we need to
plan for.
We need to plan for. So, and you can learn more about it at gracedandgifted.com.
Awesome. That Excellent. Sounds like a wonderful day. I will sign up today. I need it.
Good. I can't wait to see you there.
Kelly, thanks so much for coming in. Always fun visiting with you.
Oh, thanks, Paul. It's a joy being here.
Takes place on Saturday, October 26th, the Graced and Gifted event.
Yes, at 8:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Church of St. Michael in Prior Lake, and features our guest today, Kelly Walquist, along with Kitty Cleveland, Jackie Witter, and Pat Gone. The day begins with Mass celebrated by Bishop Lee Pache and includes lunch, and tickets are $55. Learn more and register at gracedandgifted.com. That's gracedandgifted.com, and we've also put a link on our show page at rediscover-faith.org. Just click on radio in the top navigation bar.
Well, coming up on the Rediscover Hour, find out which relevant radio listener won the deluxe two-ticket package for the 2013 Rediscover Catholic Celebration.
And find out about Catholic events happening around town in the coming months, including the Rediscover Faith 2014 Speaker Series events when we come right back. Rediscover.
Will you be paying too much to heat your home this winter? If you've not had your home's furnace inspected in a while, or never, chances are you're spending more than you need to on energy costs. Your home's furnace is nothing to fool around with. Safe, reliable, and efficient heat in your home all winter is as easy as calling L&L Mechanical. When was your last furnace checkup? If your system hasn't been inspected and tuned up for winter, you should call 651-331-6135 this week.
I'm Justin with L&L Mechanical. I service all brands of heating and cooling systems. I can bring yours back to life or show you how the energy savings and rebates from the power company for a new unit can help pay for itself and keep you comfortable in all the seasons.
L&L Mechanical, helping you have a reliable furnace that will save money and energy. Fast, reliable, and really good at what they do to improve your comfort at home. Call L&L Mechanical, 651-331-6135 or relevantradio.com, keyword heat.
I wanna wake up, I wanna open my eyes, take the shades up, pull the sun from the sky, step out in faith and step into something unknown, see what awaits and trust what isn't shown. Sometimes dreams can
Welcome back to the Rediscover Hour. I'm Corey Regan.
And I'm Paul Sadek. Last week on the show, we told you about a contest for relevant radio listeners with a very coveted prize. A pair of two tickets to the sold-out 2013 Rediscover Catholic Celebration coming up next weekend at the St. Paul River Center. We've been talking about this event for months. 5,000 Catholics all gathered for one day. That's all about celebrating our Catholic faith. Guest list reads like a who's who of influential Catholic voices for today. Matthew Kelly, Father Robert Barron, George Weigel, Jeff Cavins, the list goes on.
It is huge with this lineup. It's no surprise that the event sold out. But unfortunately, that did mean that many Catholics who would have liked to attend were unable to purchase tickets. So last week, we gave our listeners here on the Rediscover Hour a second chance with our 2013 Rediscover Catholic Celebration ticket giveaway. And listeners were asked to visit our show page on the Rediscover website, click on the September 27th show page, and enter our contest for two tickets to the sold-out event. And we accepted entries through noon yesterday, and now we have a winner.
This lucky winner will receive not only two tickets to the Rediscover Catholic Celebration on October 12th, but also two box lunches the day of the event, two signed copies of Matthew Kelly's latest book, Four Signs of a Dynamic Catholic, two copies of Matthew Kelly's popular CD, The Seven Signs of a Dynamic Catholic. But wait, there's more. Two signed copies of Elliot Morris's CD. You hear Elliot's music every show here on the Rediscover Hour. He wrote a song called Rediscover, inspired by our efforts. What an inspiring prize package.
It sure is. So, okay, listeners, are you ready? The winner is Craig Figg from Lino Lakes. Craig Figg from Lino Lakes. Congratulations, Craig. We hope you and your guest have a great time at the 2013 Rediscover Catholic Celebration.
Now, if that's not your name, there are still ways you can stay connected with this event. Relevant Radio will broadcast live from the Rediscover Catholic Celebration October 12th from noon to 4 p.m. This will be a national broadcast, so you can hear it online or on the Relevant Radio app, and of course, you'll hear it locally here on Relevant Radio 1330. The Rediscover team will also be live tweeting all day from the event, as well as posting updates, photos, and videos on Facebook. So be sure to follow Rediscover on Twitter at Rediscover Faith and like Rediscover Faith on Facebook. Video and audio from some of the day's speakers will also be posted on rediscover-faith.org by November 1st.
Plus, make sure you don't miss out on next year's event. The 2014 Rediscover Catholic Celebration will be Friday evening and Saturday all day, October 3rd and 4th, 2014, at the Minneapolis Convention Center. So mark your calendar now.
In addition to the 2014 Rediscover Catholic Celebration, there are many other opportunities to get involved in Rediscover in the coming year.
And for more on what those opportunities are, we're joined by Eric Peterson, Assistant Superintendent for Religious Education for the Archdiocese, who co-chairs the committee which developed the Year 2 programming. Thanks for coming on the show, Eric. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you. I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
You've got to be a busy guy with all of those responsibilities already and then planning Rediscover Year 2.
Yeah, certainly am. It's been a busy time, but also a very exciting time for us as Catholics here in this local church.
Well, I see you've posted the discussion guide online already for the fall 2013 book, Prayer for Beginners. Tell us a little bit about why that book was chosen.
Sure. We chose Prayer for Beginners as a committee after doing a lot of looking at a variety of books on prayer. You know, one of the things we were looking for was a book that would really help people engage in prayer without feeling overwhelmed. And a few things really stood out for us here. First, Peter Kreeft, the author, is really straightforward. His thinking is in writing are very clear.
He is brilliant.
He is. He really is. And second, you know, this book is really practical. You know, it's short enough to be completed in the book study formats that we're using, mm-hmm. but it's also deep enough to really warrant a rereading whenever someone needs a boost. You know, he helps the reader see there's not a right way or a wrong way to pray, but that there are many ways to enter into that relationship with God, from traditional prayers to spontaneous prayers.
And, well, real quick, how was prayer chosen? I mean, was that a very obvious, I mean, to me, it's a great choice. But
Sure. It was really an obvious choice when we started having some discussions at the executive committee level.
Right.
One of the things that really struck us was Matthew Kelly's research in talking about dynamic Catholic.
Right.
And the piece that prayer is really kind of the number one indicator of a solid life in the faith, and that's something that we thought a lot of people sometimes struggle with, of how do I pray? How do I dig into those pieces? And so it seemed to fit right in as the number one thing we need to do in developing our relationship with the Lord.
Tell us a few quick tips for organizing, energizing a book club at our local parish. How can we get started?
Yeah, I think a real key here is to be proactive and diverse with the book clubs. You know, really think about the wide variety of people and groups who are in your parish. You know, you have working moms, you have stay-at-home moms, you have young adults, there are dads, there are your highly engaged, there are your beginners and the like. One thing that I think that people can really do is make sure that their book clubs are not a one-size-fits-all and really help meet people where they're at, both in faith and in life. You know, and something I think really think your listeners could do to help us is to volunteer, be a leader of one of these book clubs. You know, if you were in a book club last year, really share that personal experience with others who weren't. Invite someone else to join you this year. I think that would be a real way to really help these book clubs grow.
And I know for us, we're just now starting the Time for God, which was the book for the spring, I guess,
sure.
This year. So are those support materials still available to us?
Yes, they are, definitely.
Okay.
Support materials will continue to be available for both Time for God and Rediscover Catholicism, as well as Prayer for Beginners. And we actually would really highly encourage parishes to have study groups up and running for all of these books if possible, because there are those people who might be joining the book club for the first time.
Right.
They really want to start with Rediscover Catholicism, or they're in the Time for God pattern. What a really great opportunity for someone, maybe even from last year, to step up and say, I want to be a leader for one of these other books this year.
Okay, sounds good.
Now, the themes that you picked out for the Rediscover Faith 2014 Speaker Series talks are just amazing. Why pray and how to pray. Tell me a little bit about how you came upon those two themes.
Sure. It might seem a little simple, but when we really looked at this theme of prayer for year two, the discussion then kind of focused on how we might have that sort of evolve into a school of prayer, so to speak, if you will, that really helps people enter into and deepen their relationship with God, which really led to those questions, why pray and how to pray, and put those as our speaker series. So what we did is we took this as a two-part school of prayer that's really going to highlight the beauty of prayer, offer insight on how to pray, really gathered from our 2,000 years of church life and church experience, ways that people can discover how their life can change and grow in new and powerful ways in that personal friendship with Jesus.
Okay, and so there's those two talks, and then what are these prayer events that are going to be happening?
Sure. They're styled on what's called Cor Jesu. Cor Jesu is the Latin for Heart of Jesus.
Okay.
And one of the things that I know over at the University of St. Thomas they do is they pack their chapel on Friday nights with college kids.
I've heard about
that. Yeah, it's a packed house on a Friday night, college kids coming together to experience the person of Jesus Christ. And what we want to try to do is maybe emulate a bit of that experience and help people encounter the person of Jesus. What you have on these nights is Eucharistic adoration, confession, a variety of music, benediction, fellowship. And one of the great things about these events is that people can really enter into them, and however they feel called to participate. That was something that was really a concern for us, is making sure that people felt they could sense come as they were before the Lord.
Not too intimidated.
Exactly. So if someone comes, they want to do everything. They want to go to confession. They want to sing the songs. They want to kneel in adoration. That's wonderful and beautiful. If another person wants to come and just sit in the back pew and experience the night in the silence of their hearts, that's really great too. So there really is no expectation. We're just hoping to provide an opportunity for the encounter with Jesus for anyone who chooses to join us.
Now, one thing I've heard is that there is no end date set for Rediscover. Tell us a little bit about what that means to our local church.
Yes, that's great. You know, a lot of times when we do initiatives or programs, there's a start date, there's an end date. But there is no end date for Rediscover, as you say, because it's really not about a program. Though there are certainly programmatic pieces, as you can see we've talked about here. But Rediscover, really ultimately, it's about a way of life, growing a culture of faith among the people of this archdiocese. You know, Archbishop Nystedt often talks about discipleship, helping people to become disciples of the person of Jesus. Through Rediscover, it's helping to know the person of Jesus, how our lives can be transformed, how the responsibility falls on all of us to make his name known and loved. That's really what Rediscover is all about, and that's why there's no end date.
Eric Peterson, Assistant Superintendent for Religious Education and Co-Chair on the Rediscover Formation Committee. Thanks for joining us
great.
Today.
Thank you both. Have a great day.
You too, Eric.
You can, of course, find out more at rediscover-faith.org. Eric Peterson was one of the speakers at last week's Rediscover Year 2 launch for people leading efforts in parishes around the Archdiocese.
The parish leaders came together to hear about programming opportunities for the second year of the initiative, and they also shared ideas about what was working with other parishes and planned for the 2013-2014 program year. We asked some of those Rediscover leaders what they are most looking forward to in this year too, and here's how they responded.
Looking forward to prayer, I think we all need to pray more and in different forms. What we've done in our Rediscover book club is committed to prayer together. We pray together, but we also have committed to prayer daily, individually. And so I am looking forward to increasing my own prayer life, not only in daily prayer, but adoration, and then be able to draw that into prayer for our book club members, our parish, our archdiocese, our families, and the world at large.
You know, I think we all could use advice on how to pray, different ways to pray, different people to pray to or feel connected with. It's simple, really. I mean, you don't have to be complex about your faith. You know, prayer doesn't have to be complex. You just have to make the time and you have to do it every day.
The underestimated power of prayer, I think it's something we often just pass over very, very easily without understanding what it's doing in our lives. I often think for myself, who maybe has not been as active as I would have wished I had been, that oftentimes it's that thought, but really changing your thoughts over to allowing God to work through you instead of them being your thoughts. And what prayer really is, we are oftentimes in thought, thinking, and we truly are thinking with ourselves. That's kind of scary. So to really change that idea that you are thinking, just take it one step further and ask God to work through your life. Ask Him what He would like you to do.
I'm looking for my prayer life to be more deep, but become more deep. I've already started reading Time for God, and I'm appreciating it a lot. I'm recommending that our group use that book, and that other groups would use it as well. I like his writing style. I think it's very approachable. I think it's very helpful. I think it'll take a lot of the guilt away from people who are trying to have a better prayer life but don't know how to do it.
Now, if you haven't had a chance to attend a Rediscover event, make plans now to go to the third talk in the Rediscover Faith 2013 speaker series starting the week of October 21st. The talk title is Rediscover Strength, Overcoming Life's Challenges Through God's Grace, and it's presented by Father Andrew Cousins. And the third talk in the four-part 2013 Rediscover Faith speaker series explores how the sacraments put us in real contact with the living Lord, who gives us the strength to overcome the challenges of life, with particular focus on the great beauty and mystery of the Mass and the abundant graces of the Eucharist. This talk helps explain how God provides the physical to humans as a way to connect us to the divine. And here are those dates: Monday, October 21st at Holy Name of Jesus in Wayzata, and Tuesday, October 22nd at Epiphany in Coon Rapids, and Wednesday, October 23rd in the James B. Wolfe Alumni Hall at Anderson Student Center on the University of St. Thomas, St. Paul campus, and Thursday, October 4th at Pax Christi in Eden Prairie.
All talks begin at 7 p.m. They run a total of 90 minutes, and that includes hospitality time. All talks are free, no registration required. Make plans to attend. Bring a friend or family member with you. For dates and other details, visit rediscover-faith.org. That's rediscover-faith.org, or call 651-291-4411. That's 651-291-4411.
Okay, here's a look at some other great Catholic events happening in our area. And here's a last-minute one for you guys. If you have time, the Church of St. Peter, located at 2600 North Margaret Street. This is my home parish. In North St. Paul, is celebrating the 125th anniversary of their parish during their fall festival this weekend from 4 to 9:30 p.m. on Saturday and 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. The celebration features multiple opportunities for Mass, as well as great food, a variety of old-time and popular music, and including Father D's Steak Spectacular for the food.
Sounds yummy.
Yes, he's been talking about it at Mass. It should be fabulous. And, of course, a raffle, silent auction, bingo, and games for the kids. And that's this weekend, Saturday, October 5th, and Sunday, October 6th, at St. Peter in North St. Paul.
Young men considering or just curious about a vocation to the priesthood are invited to the Vianney Visit, October 31st through November 2nd. The Vianney Visit is a chance for young men ages 16 to 22 to see what life at a college seminary is like. During the visit, young men will attend classes at the University of St. Thomas, go to Mass and prayer, hang out with current seminarians at St. John Vianney College Seminary. Vianney visits are free, but space is limited. Contact the vocations director, Father Troy Prisabilla, 651-962-6890. That's Father Troy Prisabilla at 651-962-6890 to let him know of your interest in the Vianney Visit.
And have you experienced the loss of a baby before birth or after birth? Would you like to commemorate and honor your child's life in a beautiful healing Mass? Whether your loss is recent or was years ago, you are warmly invited to attend an Archdiocesan Mass of God's Children at 7 p.m. Monday, October 23rd at Nativity of Our Lord Catholic Church, 1900 Stanford Avenue in St. Paul. The Mass is followed by fellowship downstairs in Steiner Hall. Grandparents, siblings, other family members and friends are welcome. There will also be an opportunity to donate a memorial or grief box in memory of your baby. The Mass is sponsored by Nativity Parish and by God's Children, a ministry sponsored by the Archdiocesan Office for Marriage, family, and life. For more information or to volunteer, please call 651-291-4488. That's 651-291-4488.
And the Minnesota Religious Freedom Forum will take place October 24th, 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the St. Paul River Center. Learn from legal experts how to exercise your religious liberties in a society where government policy and public opinion increasingly contradict sincere religious beliefs. Join clergy, religious nonprofit leaders, small business owners, legal and other licensed professionals, individual employees, educators, and other Minnesotans, and we'll all learn about emerging threats to religious liberty and to receive practical legal guidance for protecting your religious freedom. Now, the cost is $30 before October 20th. After October 20th, it's $45. Visit mnreligiousfreedom.org for more information and to register. That's mnreligiousfreedom.org.
Now, are you or do you know someone who is a mom who surrendered a child to adoption? If so, please consider attending a day of honor and recognition for birth mothers at Our Lady of Grace Catholic Church in Edina on Saturday, November 9th. This day retreat is a powerful opportunity for healing and understanding in the relinquishment adoption experience and is open to women of all faiths. There is a $15 fee to cover food and stipends. However, scholarships are available. For more information, contact Aaron at 612-824-3470. That's Aaron at 612-824-3470. And for more information on either or any of the events we've mentioned today on the Rediscover Hour, please visit our Rediscover Hour show page. Just go to rediscover-faith.org and click on radio in the top navigation bar.
Coming up next week on the Rediscover Hour, parents of teens may fear they can't influence their kids in matters of faith or morality, but one local organization is giving parents the tools and confidence to counter negative cultural influences. Find out how. That's all coming up on the Rediscover Hour, Fridays at 9 a.m., Saturdays at 6 p.m., Sundays at 9 a.m., here on Relevant Radio.
The Rediscover Hour is heard every Friday morning at 9, Saturday evening at 6, and Sunday morning at 9 on Relevant Radio 1330. You can find show audio archives at rediscover-faith.org and at relevantradio.com. Keyword, Rediscover. The Rediscover Hour is a production of the Archdiocese of St. Paul in Minneapolis in cooperation with Relevant Radio. Rediscover.